866-2237.
Everybody, hope that you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney driving his vessel called America tonight. I promise, unlike the ferry system in New York, we won't hit any piers. At least we'll try not to. Whether you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, it doesn't matter. You can join the conversation. I invite everybody to throw their two cents in. And I'm going to give out the digits right from the get-go with nothing even leaving my lips. There's just something about a woman once in a while saying her number where you don't have to beg for it, I think, that makes you feel good, right? 800-259-5791. Let me say it again. 800-259-5791. We're going to dive right into it. A couple of different things, including the fact that it looks like Obama is going to announce who he's chosen the president has for the Supreme Court. And it's somebody who was on the list before, but instead she ended up getting the Solicitor General title. That's a hint, and I wonder how many people know who the Solicitor General is. I wouldn't blame you if he didn't know that one. You know, it's like the Jay Leno thing where he goes onto the streets and asks people about who lives in Pennsylvania, who lives in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and people scratch their head and they have no clue and they think it's a reality show or say something else. The whole idea of not knowing very much about who's in the appointed positions. Okay, so I'll tell you about that. But also, before we do that, let's jump to this thing. Part of the Sunday swirl, not a surprise, had to do with what happened in New York City, because now this is a week later in Times Square. Part of it could have been blown up had Faisal Shahzad had his way, the 30-year-old who had no idea how to detonate. Boy, it's like you say to yourself, how many times do we get lucky in this country? And these are like D-lister terrorists because it doesn't go off, but that's the good news. With Zazi and the subway system plot, remember that back in September of last year? And I always bring this one up too, the Christmas Day bomber, the Nigerian Abdullah Mutallab, who was pretty much tackled by the people in the plane, caught himself on fire, didn't actually go through with what he was going to do either. I mean, trust me, it's all good news on that front. So the questions do become, though, over a couple of different things, like Mirandizing terror suspects or not, and what kind of information are they getting out of Shahzad? How many others like him are floating around? We had Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, on last week at the tail end of the week. He advises, you know, the FBI and knows terrorism law backwards and forwards and has been all over the place helping others like Mumbai when they had their horrific terror outburst and so many people were innocent people were killed in that. He went over to talk to them. So anyway, I asked him about Shahzad, and if you were listening, you know what his answer was, that there are hundreds of Shahzads lying in wait. So the question becomes, you know, basically, how do you nail these guys, and how do they assimilate the way they're able to assimilate? It's a pretty fair question, because we have to figure that out if there's any chance of finding a way to shut that down, to not let that happen in the future. And you can't 100% guarantee it. It's not like Tupperware. You just pound on the one edge and then it seals. There's no way to completely seal this, but there has to be a way to do something just a little bit better, because this is a crazy, crazy, crazy amount of things that we're seeing with people in the United States becoming radicalized, with people assimilating here, with others that find their way in illegally and are not caught, they're under the wire somehow. It is a big, bad world, and the changing face of terror is ever evolving. So here's what the AG, Eric Holder, had to say on Meet the Press today.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly hear from them that they're looking for people, as they call it, people with clean skins. They're trying to get people into the country or use people who don't fit any kind of a profile or not people who you might expect to be involved in these kinds of activities. And that's why we have to redouble our efforts in terms of intelligence gathering to make sure that we are fully cognizant of what is it they're planning to do, who are they trying to use in coming up with these plots. It makes our job more difficult, not one that we can't do, but certainly makes it more difficult. I'm not sure, I don't even talk about whether or not racial profiling is illegal. I just don't think racial profiling is a particularly good law enforcement tool. If one focuses on particular groups, that necessarily means you're taking law enforcement away from places where they probably ought to be.
All right, so you heard his the tail end of that about the racial profiling and whether or not that's effective, and Holder saying that takes law enforcement in a different direction, and so you're taking time away from something else. I don't know. I think there is a profiling you can do, and I think you throw the word racial profiling out of it. We keep making these comparisons, or so many people make the comparisons to El Al and what they're able to do on that airline, and why are they so safe, and why does everybody always point to Israel, and that there nothing happens, and you have plenty of people from the Middle East, plenty of Muslims, plenty of all kinds of folks, that it's a melting pot on that plane, in other words. And people are pulled aside, and they know they're going to be pulled aside, and they know they're going to be questioned, and it is profiling. I've said this before. I truly believe this. If there was a way to do it, but you know what? It comes down to money. Instead of blowing smoke, the puffer thing, up everyone's dress or their ties or whatever, that the better thing to do would be have critical eyes that are part of the TSA. In other words, people, cops, ex-detectives, who are bored beyond belief. They've done their time. They took their retirement. They're out. And those eyes that are trained, that know when they're standing there that something's amiss, they can see something, it's not right. How about those kind of people? If you could have those kind of people at key checkpoints, to me, that would be an attempt at having a better chance at catching somebody in the net. Not to say that everybody at the TSA doesn't know what they're doing, but they don't have those years at all under their belt, specifically geared toward looking for clues, looking at something that's wrong, picking things up that normally most people's radar would be shut down on. They just wouldn't notice it. They wouldn't pick up the little nuances. That would be the thing to do at these various airports. I mean, we all know at this point, hey, if you're gonna get on a plane, whatever's happening with the TSA, you gotta go through it, whatever it is. But I think if you had a few more of those, even if you could just have some of them training more people in the TSA and perhaps being at different airports so they would check different checkpoints. I mean, that would be a start anyway, right? And that there's something that you could do. Because no matter what Holder says, I mean, he's right that they're looking for people to help in the cause, they being the Taliban, because this was certainly directed at the Taliban. I mean, this certainly was a Taliban-directed thing. But there has to be something more critical that goes on in trying to unearth who the people are that could do us harm, that could blow up your kid on a college campus somewhere, or you could be riding the subway innocently for the first time ever in your life visiting New York City, and it ends tragically because something happens and somebody's not caught. There has to be a way to do that. That's what I'm saying. You might disagree or you might agree. 800-259-5791. Easy way to do it, because some of you are working and I know you like to send me the emails. Send it to americatonight.net. All right, coming up as well, we're going to be talking about this too, the fact that Shahzad has been linked to the Taliban. So, Homeland Security Advisor John Brennan had some thoughts on it. I happened to catch him on the old tube, and we'll let you hear those.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver supply formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never saw before. That you're lovely and you're perfect, and that somebody wants you.
I can tell you what all of us want, and that's to find everything else we can possibly find out about Shahzad and others like him. And now it's been confirmed, there's no question about this, that he has definitely been linked to Pakistan and a Pakistan camp, a Taliban crew over there. So John Brennan, Homeland Security Advisor type guy with a background in this sort of thing, was a guest on one of the Sunday shows. And it was interesting, some of what he talked about. And here's a little bit of that.
The case is still evolving, ongoing investigation. As you know, Mr. Shahzad is in custody. He is being cooperative as far as responding to our questions. It looks like he was working on behalf of the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, the TTP. That's the Pakistan Taliban. This is a group that is closely allied with Al-Qaeda. They have been responsible for a number of attacks in Pakistan against Pakistani targets as well as U.S. targets. But this is something that we're taking very seriously. The investigation is ongoing, and we are learning more and more every day. The TTP has been training with, operating with, planning attacks with Al-Qaeda for a number of years. It was formed several years ago. It is dedicated to the same type of agenda that Al-Qaeda has, which is a murderous one, to kill innocent civilians. They have operated inside of Pakistan. They have pledged to carry out attacks in other areas of the world, including the United States here. So I think what this incident underscores is the serious threat that we face from a very determined enemy, and we have to remain very vigilant, and we have to do everything in our power to prevent them from carrying out successful attacks.
All right, and so you heard what he said there. They have to do everything in their power to prevent any kind of successful attacks happening. And I made that analogy before a few minutes ago. You really can't 100% say that, and he knows that too, but you have to do whatever you can to try to make it nearly impossible. And in some cases, if we're being honest about this, pure luck perhaps, or just bad terrorists who weren't able to carry out their orders. Thank God. I mean, really, thank God. That's what it boils down to. You know, 9/11 is still raw to so many, mostly the families of the victims of 9/11. I say this all the time. People forget about the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and the further you get away from the date, or the further you get away from just the, you get caught up in the everyday thing, and you're not focused on what happened in New York or whatever. But the, at first there was the squabble over what to do, what to put up where the World Trade Centers were, and now that's all pretty much put to bed, it looks like. But now there's this other crazy thing that's happening. There's a mosque that's going to go up near Ground Zero, really close. I happened to look at some of the plans for it, and it's getting really mixed reviews from the families. And because what the families are saying to them, it's just too raw, I guess is the right way to put it. Because a lot of people feel that Lower Manhattan should almost be like a shrine for the people who died there. And most people who think that, certainly a lot of them are those who, you know, who lost family members. And you've got these families who will deal with it, but that there's a piece of them that certainly died that day. And that's what a mosque has come to represent. Now, there are other people who would say, well, you know, in the Muslim community, this is part of the deal. They're not all extremists, of course, and jihadists, and there are fabulous Muslim people. So isn't this a way to bridge the gap and push the hatred away? This house, what they're putting up is called Cordoba House. It's just in the early stages. And the American Society for Muslim Advancement, there is a group, they're trying to raise money for the center to be done in 3 to 5 years. It's a 15-story center, and it includes a mosque and a gym and a swimming pool and public spaces and some kind of an art center, too. And what they're saying, the Cordoba Initiative made it clear, and maybe this is where some of the people who are upset about this, they're making it clear, they're saying they're trying to improve relations with the followers of the religion, and they're trying to improve relationships with others. So if they were to, you know, they're doing this, and once they do this, maybe it actually heals wounds. They own the land, and they don't have any zoning changes. So the people who were putting this together didn't have to go before the community board in that area, but they did it to let them know what their plans were, what they were going to do with the land. And that's how that Pandora's box was opened. And that's how people found out that, you know, that the center was being built. Islam is an American religion, right? It certainly is. But you think of the 9/11 tragedy. So my question is, does this turn the 9/11 tragedy into something positive or into something negative? 15 stories, like I said, Ground Zero, very commercial area, but now this will be something that'll be there. Is it positive or negative? 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I'm going to say that there's going to be people that are going to be incredibly stung by this. And then there's going to be others that think, okay, well, maybe this improves relations and it has nothing to do with what happened to the people on that day. So, you know, you move on from that. But I think once it's out there a little bit more, especially in New York, I think that's when you'll probably see more people. I don't even know if it'll be a protest, but you'll see more people that'll be concerned about ultimately what the relationship with that place is going to be to the rest of New York. But I think anything to do improve relations, let's face it, can't be a bad thing. If you know what's happening there, is on the up and up. The scary thing is, and we know this, is every time we keep drawing back on or we keep coming up with something that's boggled, where do the roads lead back to? Except for when you talk about, like, Jihad Jane. She would be the exception recently to all the kooks that end up in the name of Allah Akbar doing something, but the rest would certainly fit the pattern of the Islamic extremists, whether they were American-born and radicalized or naturalized and then became a citizen, which, you know, whichever way that was. Hey, I wanted to give you a follow-up here and got a couple of emails from some of you. We had a great professor on to talk about those UK elections, and the UK basically is in what they would call a holding pattern. And this isn't a surprise because we knew this was going to happen. There are these coalition talks as Parliament is hanging in the balance, and what was predicted is actually what's happened. Nick Clegg is making David Cameron sweat it out a little bit because they've got to put a deal together that would put him in as the prime minister in Downing Street. And they have more talks scheduled for Monday, but they were at it for 6 hours the other day trying to hash out some kind of an agreement, but they're saying at this point it might be Thursday before Cameron actually officially would become the prime minister. Boy, how powerful is this Nick Clegg that he can put pressure on the guy who will eventually be the prime minister by just, you know, thrashing about with him and by sitting down with the other guy, with Gordon Brown, and kind of making him sweat it out. So, yeah, they say they should take as much time as they need, but I think he is going to make them sweat it out. So right now, the prime minister in waiting because he cannot hold, you know, he can't take the reins, so he can't hold a press conference, any of that kind of stuff, and he's going to have to cut a deal. So the coalition or not, you know, how good is it? Probably good PR for them, I would assume, anyway. And you look at the European governments and the relationship with America. So David Cameron being the prime minister is not a bad thing at all for the United States, as we prefer to have Britain as our ally, close ally, versus England saddling up more with the European nations. Hang with us. We've got more cracks to fill in on the flip side.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today. And for a $10 discount off a 16 by 96 inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Tonight, coming up on Thursday, we have our trifecta challenge again because, hey, the Preakness is up. If you didn't do so well with the Kentucky Derby, check out the next race, which is the Preakness. Super Saver will, in fact, that horse come in again in the money. Maybe it's another horse, who knows, but we'll be taking the trifecta challenge. You don't have to know much about horse racing. It's like playing the lottery, but you don't have to plunk down the bread. You just have to pick a number, 1 through maybe 17. I'm not sure. We'll see how many horses are actually in the Preakness, but it's a whole lot of fun. I know I'm going to be going down the Lone Star, which is the big track in Dallas, Texas, where our satellite facility is. Hey, hey to all of you. Hope you had a great Mother's Day or just a great Sunday in general. As always, we're talking about a ton of things, or using a big term, a plethora of things here on America Tonight. You can chime in, 800-259-5791. Let's give it up for Tom in Texas. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Tom.
Hey, happy Mother's Day. If you're a mother and you're not, we're thinking ahead.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Tommy.
There you go. Hey, listen, do you hear those commercials on there when you're not talking?
Yes, I have heard the commercials.
Well, I tell you what, I was thinking of something. Now I've got rocks in my flower pots, and I'm peeing because of my prostate. I got all that stuff going.
And you could get a holster, too.
You know, but didn't Pink Floyd, you know, didn't they write a song called Colonel Clegg?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you might ought to listen to that again, and let's see. What else are you talking about?
I was talking about Shahzad and how many other people could assimilate like he did in what happened in New York. We had somebody on last week, a terrorism expert, Tom, talking about that, that in fact he thought there were probably hundreds.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Shazam He had more fertilizer in his body than he had in his car, so what the hell?
That's right. He was a D-lister, I said, Ms. Forrest, terrorist.
Exactly. Now profiling. They profile everybody, Kate. If you're riding a motorcycle and you're wearing greasy clothes, you're profiled.
That's
if you've
right.
got long hair and you're in a low-ride car, you're profiled. If you're a millionaire in a stretch limo, you're profiled. What the heck's the... What's the big deal there? They've been profiling everybody for years and years. I can't see the big hang-up about it.
Well, the reason is because...
they ought to get over it.
Right, but it's not openly. It sounds prejudiced. It sounds politically incorrect. But you make a great point, Tom, and you're right. How many people with long hair, that you could be brilliant, you could have millions of dollars, whatever, but it's based on appearance. It's like I like to say, when I first came to Texas, I've lived all over the place, New York and California, etc. When I first came to Texas, I played golf with a guy in Fort Worth, Texas, and he said, you look around here, young lady, and he said, look at the people, and they were dressed very casually. Some had ponytails, whatever. He said, that's the most millionaires you'll ever meet in your life. And it was like at the Colonial on the golf course. And
now,
they were very subdued. Well, we've got a studio in Minneapolis, and we have a satellite one in Dallas.
Oh, so where are you at?
In Dallas.
Oh, okay, you lucky devil.
You're just down the road.
Well, I'm right in the middle of Texas, and I'm way out in the boonies, and I don't have any chlorine in my water because I got wells, so I ain't worried about any of that stuff.
Good for you.
But I'll tell you, let's talk about your comedy man here you talked about the other night. Let's see, what's his name? That tall, red-headed guy?
I talked about the economy? Is that what you said?
The funny man.
Oh, Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, what's it with his hair? Does he have a big cowlick up there that stands up straight like that?
He makes fun of his hair. He doesn't have good hair. He makes fun of the hair. He does have a cowlick.
Yeah, and if they build that mosque in New York City, you know, maybe the next time they crash a plane, they'll miss and hit the mosque. What the hell, you know? I mean, I just think everybody ought to get over it.
All right, I love it, Tom. You always give us a great last line. Everybody ought to just get over it. Thanks, Tom. Have a good one.
Yeah, have one yourself, man.
All right, I appreciate it. I think last week, what did Tom tell me last week? The people in Texas, it was funny. They were, I'll think of it, but he's had the funniest line I think I've ever heard, and it's left my head right now, but I'll come up with it. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Ken, how are you? Were you nice to your mom today?
I was. I mean, I had sent her something pretty cool, and I'd sent her a card. It got there way ahead of time. I called her. She was happy, yeah.
You didn't send her flowers, did you?
I didn't because I always send her flowers, and my brother told me he was going to, and somebody else had sent her flowers, too, so then she didn't want all those flowers at one time.
Okay, Kate, I don't have anything against flowers, but when you deliver 80 boxes of them to flower shops in Wyoming in one week, you know, it gets a little tiring, but hey, it's for a good cause.
In and out of the car, brother, in and out of the truck, that would be tiring.
Hey, I went and saw the Iron Man movie. I wasn't really a big fan of the thing, you know, but boy, that was the second one was really good. They did they definitely spent a lot of money to make it.
So. They did it. You know what? It's funny you brought that up, and it was the number one at box office, $133 million so far.
Wow, in one weekend. Holy cow.
In one weekend. That's crazy, huh?
That's a lot of money for one weekend, but I'd say it was just as good, if not better, than the first one. So, you know, and of course they got it back on track, or it could keep going if they want. And you know, and of course I like Robert Downey. You know, he's had his troubles in the past, but he seems to have his career going really well right now, and he's a fantastic actor. I mean, I put him and Depp right at the top right now, you know, so
yeah.
Johnny Depp. So, but anyway, though, and talking about Iron Man, hey, I'm sure you heard what happened over in Oakland today, huh? So.
Yeah, we talked about it already. We were talking about it, and we can count the perfect game. How exciting. Not really in danger with that perfect game. That's that was big news.
Well, you know, I'm the big A's fan, so, you know, for the America Tonight show, so I thought I'd call you in. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I just happened to turn on television just to see how bad Tampa Bay was whipping on us again, and all of a sudden it came up at the top breaking news that he had a perfect game going through the eighth inning, and then the four-letter network switched over to it for the ninth inning. And of course, there was, 12,000 fans at the Coliseum? Yeah, we were packing it there.
Yeah, it was packed.
12,000 fans. That's pathetic, Kate. You know, it's a crime shame that we're the only team west of the Mississippi, which I think is about half the ball teams, and that does not have their own stadium. Isn't that a crime shame? I mean, you know.
It is when you think of their history. It is actually, yeah.
You know, they play in a football stadium, and they even made it more football so the Raiders would stay. And I just don't. It's just crazy, you know. And then those losers across the bay, they've been there 52 years and can't win a World Series, and they pull three times as much money, and you know. And so, of course, you know, I've got to rip on the Giants, you know. But
you know what? I got to tell you this. I had to interrupt you for a second, Don. Sorry. I got a text message from a buddy listening, and he said you were right. It's a shame about the Coliseum that's just over 12,000. But he said he had the official attendance. He said 6,298. That is nothing.
That was the official attendance?
That's the official attendance to see that perfect. Are you kidding me? That is horrible. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, you know, Kate, the thing is now it was Mother's Day, okay? So most people they're going to see mom. They're not going to the ball game, you know. But Kate, I was there, you know, when the Bash brothers were there, Canseco and McGuire, and of course I was there as a little kid when, you know, being a bat boy, you know, in the early 70s when they won the three World Series then, and even then, Kate, they've never been able to, you know, pack the stadium. I mean, it's, you know, you think you got the best team in baseball, you know, you'd pack it every game, you know. It's not like Fenway or New York or, you know, of course there's a lot more people in those areas,
sure,
you know, so they have a bigger fan base, but I mean, there's stadiums, you know, all over the country that they're able to fill, and I don't know, it's just, you know, it wasn't, the Giants got no problem filling their stadium right now, and they're, of course they haven't, but it's just always been tough to fill the seats there, and of course if you can't fill the seats, then you don't have as much money, and the amazing part, you know, about the, of course, we like to call them the Triple A's, you know, because most of the time we just have guys that come up from Triple A ball to play for the A's. But right now, you know, I guess we could call them the Amazing A's today. But what is amazing about it is they always, and it's just, and nobody in baseball can figure it out. Somehow they bring up just tons of young pitchers. It's just been going on for decades. You know, and then they, you know, then they go on to pitch to other teams, and they get to make money, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's just been this pitching factory for some reason, and you know, and if we could just bring in a few more hitters, we might actually win some games. But anyway, enough on that. But that's fantastic for Dallas Braden. You know, it's especially the shakeoff that, you know, A-Rod gave him earlier this year. Mm-hmm. You know, and walking across the mound and dishing him, you know, and saying, "Who's Dallas Braden?" You know, and I'm like, man, that's pretty rotten to dish anybody that's in the major leagues, but good for him, and it's a nice little story there, and just out of the blue, you know, that's what's great about baseball is, you know, one day you can hear something, you know, bizarre happen that, you know, doesn't, I mean, whether it's a triple play or a perfect game or, you know,
right,
I mean, we went... I'm sorry,
I think the thing to me about baseball, it's so awesome, isn't it, that your hair just stands up on your arm when there's something, some kind of a record going on and you can see something like that. And sad for Dallas Braden that there weren't more people to see his moment, but I'm sure he doesn't care. He was stoked. I saw pictures of him afterwards. It was incredible. Don, thanks. 800-259-5791. Meet you all on the flip side.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
All of you know what we're talking about. Still a little bit more with Shazad and some of the stuff that came out there. Crazy deal about that ferry in New York. Sad to see that. I've ridden that a ton of times. I'm sure, Mark, you've ridden that ferry, too. Isn't that awful to see that slam into that pier?
Yeah, when I woke up and I saw that, I rolled over and I said, again? I couldn't believe it.
I know. And that's what I thought,
too. It was a disaster the last time, and they really came down on the transportation board and the training. Emergency services, and, I mean, their training, you know, and I was like, good God, again?
I know.
It was just amazing that you would think that it would be at least another 10 years before something like that would happen.
Exactly.
I just couldn't believe it when I saw it.
I know.
First thing came out of my mouth. I have a couple things, but I was watching the news. I think Elena Kagan is going to be nominated for the Supreme Court.
I know.
I'll let other people debate the pros and cons, but I will say that when they were arguing the Citizens United case, it was either her or her undersecretary for the Solicitor General that, it was Obama's, well, the administration's position that they could ban books when the Supreme Court was deciding that case. They argued that it would be okay to ban books if it mentioned the politician pursuant to the campaign finance. So I'm sure that'll come up, and I don't think the Republicans will have a chance to filibuster or do anything, but that's up. And also, it's not why I called. Really quick, there's I was watching the stock averages in Tokyo. They're supposed to be up a little bit, but there's going to be they're worrying about a debt crisis in Europe and England in particular, and a possible run out of banks in Europe tomorrow because of the debt crisis. And apparently,
yep.
Portugal is in the hole for $300 billion.
Yep.
It's just to make. Really quick, because I'm kind of jumbled here. California is $200 billion in the hole. So if you think that what's happening over there can't happen here, think again, America. My home state of New York is in deep trouble. It's just it's spreading the contagion. Now, I was reading Barron's magazine saying that this is the time to buy European stocks, and it's like, I don't know who to believe anymore. But I just, it really.
No, I think if you were gambling on stocks, I would say the same thing too because of what's happening with the euro, whatever. But right. Not to stay in it for the long haul, though. No. That's the problem. No, just a short gains and out.
Right, and it's just that all of those countries, Ireland, Portugal, and
yep.
even Great Britain, because the same topic that the same problem they have is they spend too much.
Yep.
And I didn't want to delve too much into that, but we'll be watching that. But really quick about the terrorism. There's an excellent article, and since I've wasted so much time on the other topics, but it's in the June issue of Reason magazine by a fellow named Eli Lake. It's called The 9/14 Presidency, and it basically tells how Barack Obama hasn't changed any of the Bush administration policies regarding the war on terror, you know?
Right.
And I had a bunch of paragraphs circled, but this is one that's very important. It talks about how that as far as he's still doing rendition, he's still grabbing people. He has he can assassinate American citizens overseas. And I'm not taking a position on any of that, although I have in the past, but, and I know how important it is. You can't just gloss over this, but it's important. He has a quote from Douglas Feith, who was the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy in the first Bush administration, and he was one of the top neocons. And he makes a distinction between how they say Barack Obama is making it a law enforcement action instead of war action against the terrorism. But here's the paragraph. Quote, the nature of the enemy is that it is spread out all over the world. It is an ideological movement rooted in religion, and it is a network and decentralized. For all those reasons, the construct or concept of a war did not fit perfectly either. The principal strategic challenge in this war is how do you fight an enemy located in numerous countries with whom you are not at war, end quote. Well, what he's saying is the ideology is rooted in religion. Okay, I have to ask you, what religion?
Yeah.
Is it Catholics? Is it Christians? Is it Buddhists? No, it's not. And right up until right now, as we're speaking, they haven't discussed this guy's religion from Pakistan. They're more interested in the fact that his mortgage failed than
That's
where
right.
he went and trained. And it's just if any administration, if your leaders from General Napolitano to the president are not willing to face the real threat here, we're lost. We can't win. And I know you want to respond, but just one other topic here. He talks about how the jihadist threat and the march of technology will allow a small network of individuals, lone wolves, quote unquote, to do damage. And I've always told you, you know, watch your back, do what you can to protect yourself with any means necessary. Because, you know, they don't even want to admit, when General Powell said it was a one-off, is she blind to every single terrorist attack that has happened in this country for even prior to 9/11? How could you say it was a one-off? So what I got from this whole column is they don't want to face the facts of what's going on. And I think they're lying to us as far as, you know, everything that's out there. And I don't think they could protect us if they wanted to, Kate.
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting that we'll end on that note. That was good stuff that you just gave me there, Mark.
All right,
when Mark says, I don't think they can protect us if they want to, it's what I've been saying. There is no way to completely seal this anyway. And it is interesting that we're always pussyfooting around the main part of this, that we keep saying, I said this, you keep connecting the dots to the same people, to the same idea, whether it's Jihad Jane, remember the woman in Pennsylvania, and that's just what march that we're talking about where that happened, or this Faisal Shahzad, he's right, they talk about how they traced him back. He was naturalized citizen a year ago, and he was the financial guy, and he was foreclosing on the house and all that stuff. But they never mention the religious side of it other than to say, oh, they were devout. One time I heard they were devout Muslims, or, like I said, Colleen LaRose, or the crazy thing in Fort Hood with Major Hassan and his ties to the radical imam. I mean, all of it comes back to the same place. Zazi, I said this before, and the fact that he wanted to blow up at least a part of the subway system in New York, and ultimately, why is that never what's put out there? And we've said this before. We talked to Andrew Klavan about this, why everyone pussyfoots around it and what they do in Hollywood. I don't understand it. We talked to him because of the South Park thing, and that's exactly what we're doing. And there's no reason not to say what it is. It is what it is, right? Speaking of it is what it is, Miranda writes, that, seriously, it's not actually a laughing matter. We played some stuff from Eric Holder a little bit earlier. He's talking to Congress with the possibility of modifying the law, the Miranda law, where police are required to inform suspects of the right to remain silent, right? We know that whole thing, right, at this point. I know you do. Watch Law and Order for 2 seconds and you'll get it. Anyway, the administration is getting slammed about reading Miranda rights, and they should, to the suspect in the Times Square bombing, and then also Abdullah Mutallab, the Christmas Day deal, where he could have blown up the plane over Detroit. And the good news is they're both young, and they keep talking. They can't stop talking, whether it leads to anything or not. They continue to talk to the FBI after the Miranda warnings, but they have to consider what they're going to do with this whole Mirandizing situation. Are they going to modify it? Are they going to keep it as it is? What are they going to do with the idea of Mirandizing people who would blow up part of Times Square or would blow up an airliner? Is it, to me, they are labeled, whether they're failed bombers or whatever, don't they seem like terrorists to you? Don't they seem like, you know, people use the term war combatant or whatever? I mean, label it as that. To go with the military side of it. Why not do the military commission thing? That makes more sense to me than any other objectives, I think. And you may have a different thought on that, so please, if you do, feel free to shoot it to me day or night at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. I'm going to leave you with a couple of fun ones. This is for you, Tom in Texas. He needs some fun. We need some fun things to talk about here, too, to lighten the load a little bit. We need to get a chuckle. Well, this isn't a chuckling matter, but I guess in a way it is, because everything turned out okay. Jacksonville, Florida, can you imagine? Workers at the zoo and garden spent 5 hours trying to get a 4,000-pound rhinoceros back in his cage. Archie was out of his overnight stall when they showed up for work. He'd escaped once before years ago. So how do you lure a rhinoceros back into his cage? Do-do-do. Think about it. Food! That's what they did. They got him to go back into the cage with food. Boy, that's scary if you think about it. It took 20 zoo workers to actually corral Archie into the compound and sedate him, too. That's crazy. Oh, well. See, my job seems easy compared to doing that in Jacksonville, right?